Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you?
I'm kind of work. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
You say you're going to work?
No, I'm kind of warm. We're expecting 100 degrees. Yeah, we're expecting 100 degrees today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've been having those days.
Have you? Yeah, well,
yeah.
It's July.
That's right. Yeah, we had about end of June, 1st of July area there. We had about 5 or 6 over between 101 and 105.
Oh,
it cooled down for a few days and then got hot again. We set a record a couple days ago of 104 for that particular day. And,
yeah, well, isn't that that's unusual for you, isn't it?
No, not really.
No?
Not really.
Okay.
We have, a few years ago, we had an unusually hot July. We had 25 or 26 days over 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And the normal all year is about 5 over 100. So it was a very unusual year.
Uh-huh.
But, you never know. You never know what you're going to get. Just flip that deck and whatever comes up, you know?
That's it. And you have to have the highs and the lows to get the averages.
Yep.
So... Yeah.
How the farmer's doing these days?
Karen Joanne
has arrived.
Doing okay. The wheat harvest was better than expected for some. So we're thankful for that.
That's good. Already have harvested the wheat, huh?
Yes. Yes,
wow.
The wheat is...
That's amazing. Going through Kansas, 2 months ago, there was hardly anything up, it seemed like.
Well, Well, this wheat is planted in the fall, and then it grows, and then it goes dormant, and then if it starts getting warm in February and March, then it's...
has arrived.
We're ready real early.
Yes. Usually harvest is early June. This year was later.
Wow. That's amazing. We only harvested ours in August. In Washington. Well, we had colder. Well, I can't say we had colder winters. You have horrible winters too, so.
Yes.
But you have probably earlier springs. Because we usually have frost until the 1st of June.
Mm.
Or right in Washington.
Yeah. Well, often our frost is over sometime in April, or sometimes even in March.
Well, that'll make it nice then. How are you this morning, Char?
I am great. I sent some recipes, but I'm not putting them on the blog until after I try.
I saw them. Thank you. I haven't looked.
Good.
I saw they come, but I haven't looked yet.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that are kind of different, and they had one gal was doing a lot of complaining on the comments, and especially didn't want to put anything out there that. But she, she was kind of goofy because there was everybody else that was, pretty much everybody else was saying they were really good, and she was, anyway, so I just didn't want to risk getting something up there that was going to be difficult for people and then they'd be discouraged, so, or not right, maybe I should say.
Okay.
And I normally never ever post anything without, or send it out without having, made it myself. My rule of thumb, basically.
Uh-huh.
I knew you were desperate and looking, and these sounded very interesting, and they all came off of Furman's blog.
Has arrived.
and I knew you wouldn't have other people wouldn't have access to it, so that was another reason, and nor you. So anyway, long story.
Well, thank you. I'll try to get over the weekend. Try it. My daughter just bought a house and signed the paper yesterday or the day before. It's Eastside at 5 o'clock, so we're going to be moving her. So it'll be a busy weekend.
It'll be busy, but you'll need food too. So,
is that one of them who was living with you, Steve?
No, not that lucky.
Okay.
But so my oldest daughter, she's been living in a very small, tiny house for several years, and since they've been there, I think they've added 4 children.
Wow.
It's pretty tiny, but so they bought a home that's about maybe 50% larger than mine, and so they will have lots of room. They have some acreage and a great big shop out back that's probably, maybe 25 feet wide and about 35 feet deep. Steel building that's heated and that can be heated and is insulated so it can be cooled also in the summer. So it'll be a great place for her to set up the wood shop she's always wanted. So we're excited for her.
I'm sure she's excited.
Oh, she's ecstatic. She's waited a long time. She's worked real hard. They've worked real hard to stay out of debt and pay off everything, and they've done well enough that they can finance this one and still keep their old one as a rental. So they're excited about that. I wouldn't be excited. I didn't like being a landlord. But.
Is Monty on?
Haven't heard him.
Today is Friday. I wonder if he emailed me and something came up. Well, guys, I will tell you, Monty, we can't hear you if you're on. I tried that potato salad. Oh, what a hit. I didn't hear Jeannie on either. She's back home, I know. I tried that potato salad she gave the recipe for. Hey, you guys, go for it. As fast as you can, go for it. That stuff was delicious. Had it warm. Right out of the pan. Made it in the pan. I cooked you just start throwing stuff in the pan in the order. The only thing I used that wasn't the pan was, I did whisk my dressing together just with the oil and the, little bit of oil and the, red wine vinegar, went together. I did also throw a little bit of salt and pepper in on top of it for seasoning because there was no seasoning. But it was so simple and so fast. You cook potatoes. If you've got good cookware that cooks things a little faster, don't cook it as long as what it says. I think it was 10 minutes on the diced potatoes and then 10 minutes when you throw the beans in. Pound of potatoes. Joanne, you can write this because you're going to want this one right away.
Okay.
A pound of potatoes, red potatoes, scrubbed and diced, and then I diced them about half-inch cubes, now about three-quarter-inch cubes, I guess. I got one of those dicers. I pulled it out. Nicer dicer. I hadn't used it since I was back in New York maybe but once. And thought of it and thought, oh, my gosh, this would be a fast way of doing it. They'd cook more even that way because they'd be they're not exactly because the scraps on the outside make smaller pieces. But anyway, they cooked up, and you cook them for 10 minutes, and then you throw washed, trimmed, and I cut them in 1-inch pieces. I'm one that likes to eat the stuff without having to cut up each piece. I'm definitely not leaving it in whole green beans. I called Denny, and I said, bring me a pound of green beans. So it's a pound of potatoes, pound of green beans. 10 minutes after I did it 8 minutes after I started the potatoes, once they had come to a boil, 8 minutes. I threw in the green beans, and which was a pound also, and then gave it another 8 minutes, turned the burner off, everything was done, drained it, I did rinse my potatoes at the beginning after I diced them to get starch on them. And I, after they were diced, that's kind of just a habit of mine. But then I drained them, threw them back in the pan, whisked, let me look at the thing to make sure I don't leave anything out. Chopped while they were cooking the last 8 minutes, I did, I diced, I put in thin wedges, very thin wedges of white sweet onion, sweet white onion, 1 cup, and threw that in on top of it after it had been drained, and stirred that in and let that set so it was picking up the flavors of the, because it's still, everything's still hot. And then I like to cut my cherry tomatoes, but you could leave them whole. However, some of mine were big, way big. That's why I started cutting them. And they were in assorted cherry tomatoes, yellow and red, both in different shapes. And threw those in and stirred it, and the dressing was a tablespoon of olive oil. Actually, I put that in right after I put the tomatoes and the beans in together. So into it. One and a half tablespoons of olive oil and 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar. And her comments were also that you could use, you know, another time you could try lemon juice or instead of the vinegar, you could try throwing some mint, fresh mint in or any fresh herb. But I wanted to make it just the way it was. And all I did was, like I said, was add a little salt and pepper after I'd thrown the wedges of, you know, the last thing in. The cherry tomatoes actually were the last thing in. And just tossed it, put the lid back on it until we were ready to eat. We had that salad, and then we had another salad that was the one that you made, Elaine. I think you, wasn't it you that said you made the lentil salad out of reverse and prevent heart disease?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that was really good. Also, that would make a wonderful pita stuffing, or what else? Even a sandwich, like if you wanted to use it more for almost the relish, like I could think of that with roasted sliced eggplant. It would be good. It would be really good with that, I think. Also, lentils and eggplant go really good together. Kind of the Mediterranean thing. But anyway, I had more red pepper than what it called for, so it was much crunchier. I had, my red pepper was big, and I just read red pepper. I didn't read a half a cup. And so I did the whole red pepper, and it, so it had a crunchier texture to it than it probably would have if I'd followed the exact amount of the recipe. So that was my evening, dinner, and even the kitten was eating potato salad. Which really kind of surprised me because he stays away from anything that's got a spiky or a vinegar flavor to it. That's not something on his agenda, but he left a couple little pieces, but that was it. And my granddaughter came in and she goes, "Oh, Grandma, that's so good." Yeah, that was Emmy. And she, you know, at times she's very particular, like give her a piece of stevia off my new stevia plant, and she goes, "Why would you want to chew that?" I said, "Because it's sweet and you love sugar." And she goes, "That's not sugar." I said, "No, I know it's not sugar." Something like that was the conversation anyway. So somebody else has got a comment, something that they tried or did. And I will have some raspberry recipes up because I have got to turn raspberries into recipes today at some point. I'm running out of freezer room, and I'm going to do the fresh ones. They're going crazy. Anybody else? Comment, question, thought, something that came up in your life? My life wasn't worth talking about from yesterday, except the fact that I was disoriented with all the running around I had to do back and forth between the same building. And so Danny walked up to the counter at the very beginning and said, "Gee, you look familiar." And I go, "Oh no, here we go again." And the gal says to him, says, I'm here, I'm Wendy Murray. And he says, Murray, huh, I knew a guy named Murray. She says, Bruce? And he says, yeah, how'd you know? That's my father. That was the beginning of the conversation at the UPS to have papers notarized, which was the closest place to home. And so they started on this conversation, and she goes, oh, he isn't worth knowing anymore, she says. He's a jerk. And, I mean, it was just funny. It was hilarious, you know, for a total stranger. And she says, oh, and I can't believe I'm standing here saying all this stuff to a total stranger. Well, that set the whole pace. And so we ended up going in and out of the place four different times within the next 2 to 3 hours. So that took a chunk out of my day. I guess maybe it was even longer than that. It was probably more than 3 hours. Anyway, which set the pace for me to attempt another appointment, which I thought I was going to get. But then she recognized my necklace, and she goes, oh, I know what that is. She says, remember I told you I didn't have any interest in network marketing. So I told her, if you're just a little bit open, you might change your mind about it. So then I said something more, and it's kind of like once they've set their mind, there's no point in saying anything more. I said, well, who did your husband learn from when he was attempting to do this? And she says, oh, I don't know. They didn't seem to know much either. And I said, well, that was the problem. I said, if you know the industry and you know how to go about doing things, it can make a difference in your outcome. And I said, it's not, because she kept referring to Amway, because they tried, we did Amway, we did Herbalife, we did that goofy thing that you don't need attorneys or something. And she was rattling on and on, and I thought, this is just going from bad to worse. I said, I full well understand. You're not interested, you're not open, that's fine, okay. I still like you a lot, I love your personality. And so I went back and got a loaf of bread and gave it to her. So anyway, she goes, you don't have to do this. I didn't say I had to do it. I just said, ask her if she liked it. And both the gals that we ran into yesterday just absolutely loved Killer Dave's bread. So, it doesn't matter what you do. And sometimes it doesn't matter what they say, because I will continue to see, well, especially the gal that I went into that I thought I was going to get the appointment. That's the nursery. I'll be in and out of there off and on for the next few months watching for their specials and things like that for my greenhouse. So I know when she works almost her whole life. She had a huge paying job and got downsized, and she's still willing to go back to the JOB field.
Has left the conference.
You don't know what with people. So anybody got something on another subject they would like to share? I never did hear Monty come in, so maybe he's having phone trouble like I did yesterday, or maybe he's probably just had something else come up at the last minute here. Or even sent me an email, which I apologize. I probably didn't get through them all carefully enough.
I finally finished the Six Figures in 6 Months book. Day before yesterday, it's got me coming out of the bitter waters and warming up. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's like anything else. The learning curve and how it's explained is different. They've taken a different approach to it. It's not the same grind that a lot of them repeat. I mean, a lot of this stuff after spending, we've been almost 40 years in network marketing, or I have, and
has arrived.
Our kids were always on the sidelines, and you some of it just becomes very repetitious, but this is really a different way of looking at it and different way of doing the training. And, I'm not sure how much training we really need if we just set the mindset to it and start out with the simplicity of asking the questions, which has always been Denny's strong suit, is asking questions. He'll keep drilling them until he's got everything he needs, and then he usually doesn't say anything unless they ask him. I mean, he's not going to offer any information unless it's going to be received and it's of their interest at the point. And it's not going to be on the product. I'll tell you right now, it is not going to be found the products. And I asked this gal because she kept flipping back because that's where they had been with everything was on the products. And she said, I said, excuse me, when you go in an interview for a job, do they sit and tell you all about
has arrived?
Or, you know, that end of it? Well, no. And I go, well, why do you think that that's the way we should do it? I mean, this is business. And are you looking to sell a product or you want a business partner? I want a business partner. I don't want to just sell. I mean, nobody wants to sell in this world, practically. Even the salesmen don't want to sell a lot of times. Anyway, somebody else just joined us, maybe? Would like
I just
to say
came
something?
Back.
Oh, okay. So anybody have any comments? Anybody else that's freshly starting through it? I sent one out yesterday. Found out my rate had gone up significantly on sending one piece of mail from $4.95 to $8.95, which I thought was a little outstanding. I don't know when it happened. I never heard an announcement. It's probably the only package that went up, but it was that envelope that you used to be able to send priority, flat rate. And it wasn't based on weight. It was just based on the base price of $8.95. I hadn't sent one at $8.95. But the gal forgot that she knew that and sent it for $4.50. I kept getting deals all over the place yesterday. Anyway, we're not about to the end of time, but I'm still standing here grinding Denny's wheatgrass at the time. Off the top of my head here, but any other conversation you guys would like to have? What's your weekend got? You got things to cook for? Food to eat? New supplies? New fresh stuff that's available? Nancy, have you come up with some more strange vegetables?
I haven't seen what this week's load will bring. She'll bring it on Sunday.
Oh, on Sunday.
Everything on the list that she sent me, I recognize that that doesn't mean that they're going to necessarily have everything that is on the list, so they substitute.
What was your list? Was there something different from the week before, probably?
Yeah, they do. Each week, there's a new, in fact, the thing that I asked about last week was a different kind of an onion. I'm going to go look and see what they're calling it. I even saw it advertised in the store. Where did I put it? Here it is. A candy onion? Did you ever hear of that?
Nope, not heard that one.
It's a great, that's a great big one, and the, I think that's the one with the greens coming out that are kind of coarse, and
they all have coarse greens
coming
out.
They do, okay. I assume it's the sweet one. I haven't cut into it yet. Yesterday when I made my smoothie, I used all of the radish greens from last week and some asparagus ends. You know, we snap it off. The part that you snap off, I put in the freezer a long time ago, and I put those in the smoothie.
You mean the root, or the root end you put in? Oh, no, you meant the ones you snapped off you used, okay.
Right, that you would normally just throw away, and I thought, why should I do that?
I do that.
I didn't even taste them in the smoothie, actually.
No, they have a very bland taste. The onion, that would be great in the potato salad.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that would be wonderful in that potato salad. That recipe is so fast and so easy.
She got a pound of sweet pea linguine. That sounds interesting. And some
more beef. They gave you a sweet pea linguine?
Yeah, that's what she got. She picked it up last night. At least that's what it says on the list.
Now, do they normally do pastas?
Well, yeah. It's not only vegetables, and then people who want also get meat, which she does not. But yeah. A pint of
sweet. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, most everything. They also get yogurt. She's getting a quart of a Velvet View yogurt, whatever that is. Everything else is vegetables. A pint of black raspberries this week, depending on the weather.
Okay,
a pint of
sweet. Look at the black raspberries. I want to know if they've gotten that far because I just picked some off of. I got two bushes that are coming out of one of my barrel wine barrels that I stuck them in because my girlfriend didn't like them and she didn't want them, so she gave them to me after she bought them. Mm-hmm. But the farmer right up the street has got, he's the one that raised them, and we saw them on the news in Trinidad when we were down there. Now, the black, if they're black raspberries, like what they're referring to out here that they've used for testing for cancer, which is the researchers told this owner of the farm that was going to tell them all under, that he was, he would take everything they could possibly grow because the ones out of his field showed higher results than any place else in the United States. Now, don't ask me why, but that was what they had on their cancer research that they were doing. And so he's really big on them. He started using them continually. He says, man, after this guy got through with me all his research, he says, I've got to get those in my body whether I like them or not. I don't particularly like the flavor. The only thing that we ever used them for when I was growing up was for jam or jelly, just jelly. And they do not look like a raspberry once they're picked, except they've got a very slight cup to them. But they're just like somebody took the tip of the raspberry off kind of the tip, but it's just a wide cup. It's the same width and very flat instead of deep like a raspberry. So if they look like that, and if they're really fresh, they have a shiny look to them. And the seeds are very, very tiny. Well, mine are very tiny berries because they weren't cultivated at all no fertilizer or anything else on it. Plus, they were very sparse for water. They didn't get any treatment at all this year. So I've got to get them out of that and into the ground this fall or winter.
I think these are the same ones that he gave her one last week because something else was missing from her thing. And I read, when he sends the list of what you're going to be getting the next week, he also has it right up in there, and I read it, and something about they can't pick the raspberries if it's raining. So that's why here it says, select stocks depending on weather with the raspberries. And they were big. She thought they were wonderful. She kept we had them, we served them for the fourth, and then what was left she took home, and she thought they were wonderful. She just kept popping them, which is, I'm glad she's doing that rather than an M&M.
But are they a different shape? Are they a different shape berry,
It looked like a raspberry.
Okay, so they're not the same thing then.
Oh, I'm sure it's a different variety.
These are very distinctful in shape, and they were always called black caps then. They renamed them to black raspberries, what they were doing here.
Yeah, yesterday she should have picked up the linguine, another candy onion, which I'm sure I'll get, red beets I'm sure I'll get, a head of green leaf lettuce, two zucchini, two cubes, a pound of slicing tomatoes, a pint of sweet cherries, and the raspberries. So it'll be interesting to see what she gets compared to what she was supposed to.
Well, that's all regular, everyday stuff that, there's...
Right.
Just using lots of...
The kohlrabi is holding up very well. I forget to even cut it up, but it's been several weeks since I've gotten it.
With the kohlrabi, one thing that has happened to mine that I have purchased, which I've done many times over the winter, is they look good on the outside, but they turn real woody on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether they don't seem to be drying out.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they'll even have green foliage coming out the top, but they are not good. You have to peel the bigger portion of the outside away and even all the way into the center. So I've had to dump several of them. So that's not one that I try keeping too long.
Yeah, I just keep forgetting to... My vegetable drawer is so full, I don't find it until I find it.
Just, you can slice it and just throw it in with your cut vegetables because that's the way I use it. I've never cooked it.
No, I put it in my salad. And actually when I had guacamole, I was dipping in there.
Yeah, I like it just with a dip to throw in. With red lentils, the red lentil dip that, red lentil hummus, that's the correct title of it, that Jeannie made. And we're totally addicted to that. That comes out real fluffy and light, and it gets stiffer when it's set. It's not, the creaminess is there, but it's more of a fluffy texture than a creamy texture and very, very light. So, I'll put your stuff in on top of it. So anyway, that's, kind of my experience on those ends. Last minute comments? Did I cut you off, Nancy?
No, in fact, I gotta go. I gotta do my exercises. I have a doctor's appointment set. So have a good weekend, everybody.
Get to the planning. I hope you get good report on your doctor's appointment.
I'm seeing my ortho again, my surgeon.
Oh, okay. Just for follow-up for however things are going.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anybody else with a last-minute comment? Otherwise, we're out of here for the weekend, and Susan McGee is Vance's guest tomorrow. And she was good before. I know she'll be good. She's a go-getter. She was on the cover of the last magazine. That's good information and is definitely a doer.
Thank you for having me.
Have a happy good weekend with all the stuff you guys have got to work with that you can find fresh produce, whether it's a farmer's market or your own backyard, and make it healthy, healthy ways of doing it.
Thanks, Char.
Thank you. We'll see you on Sunday, if not tomorrow.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.